Actually, thanks to the all colleagues who were involved in the preparation of this guide, I learned a lot, and I would like to express, when I finish with reading, actually I'm trying to harmonize what I already know and how to use this kind of the case study, but also the manual, how to be implemented really in the river basin management plan. And according to that, I will explain for all of this chapter 5, 6, and 7, when I find that it's important, what kind of the steps to follow and what it's important to add. First, for the chapter 5, harmonization of the quality and quality assurance. Why actually it's important, this topic? To ensure the consistency of the data and information between the countries. Here, I would like to underline that the activity, I would like to underline what kind of activity it's important to take in consideration, how to ensure that harmonization and quality assurance will be in place. According to my understanding, it's important for the first, to establish a specific working group responsible for monitoring as a part of joint commission institutional framework with a clear task and the responsibility. And here we must be take into the care this kind of activity, this working group, to think about the consistency of the experts and specialists. It will be a good if we'll be from similar organization or have the similar people with a similar understanding and responsibility in the countries. It's a more easily this kind of the people to communicate when deciding about the task and activity of the harmonization of the data. Also what I find, but also it's important maybe in somewhere to add, to involve the decision makers in identification the information needs from the beginning, how to ensure that the process in participatory and integrate with the policy making process it consists. Another point what I like and what I learned that it's important in this chapter, the working group must be agree regarding methodology for monitoring and to have the same approach for performing of joint monitoring network. And here must be included. The people of the joint group or the working group, they must discuss and must to be clear about the position of the monitoring sites. It will be a hydrological monitoring, it will be a monitoring for the water quality, quantity, erosion, transport, sediment, what I find like a good case of the Amazon project, and so on. They must be discussed and to be understand what kind of the joint monitoring will be covered. Also, they must be discussed about the type of monitoring station, equipment. It will be mobile. It will be another type of the station, how to be on the beginning to show what is expectation of the data. Also, they discuss about the frequency of the measuring, standards, accredited laboratory methods, validation. Here it's also important, some remarks of the documents that expanded traditional national monitoring to transboundary level and to promote the use of innovative monitoring technology, it's important aspects. Yes, this is something what they must be ensured. Also, they must be ensured the quality assurance, but also the quality control of the data, which I not find in the documents. I think that also the quality control is something very close to the quality assurance of the data. And again, to ensure the resource, institutional and finance. When the working group discuss about the joint monitoring, it is normally to be ensured about the institutional capacity, but also on the financing aspects. Another chapter 6, data management, processing, and sharing. To share data and information needs to provide the following things. First, in intergovernmental agreements or transboundary water cooperation at bilateral or at basin level, or informal cooperation like a case of Mexico and US, here it's normally to be stipulated the data sharing. Actually, in this document, you must find the data sharing, it is already mentioned. Another important point is to provide a mandate for national institution to sharing the information and for joint body to collect, process, and disseminate such information. Another very important thing is also in additional technical documentation, maybe monitoring program, technical regulation for data sharing, regulation for the joint body of their working groups, the sharing of the data and information can be specified. If you follow these three steps, we are clear that somewhere it's very intensively mentioned the process of the sharing. Why it is important data data producing for the monitoring needs to be storage, to be analyzed and processed and sharing. What step it's important to be take? First, to establish data sharing protocol approved by the Joint Water Commission and signed by the responsible ministry. This model I find in the Republic of Zimbabwe and Mozambique, and also on the Nile River Basin. It is a good opportunity and a good model what maybe to follow like aspects. Also to establish a specific working group or body for the data management and sharing as a part of joint commission. This case I find on the GF project for the Dream. There it's the working group for the monitoring and data assessment. It is a good combination of the experts, the people who work working on the monitoring, but also the people, IT and GS, who don't know very well about the monitoring, and through the project, to the working group, they learn and support the process. Here in this specific working group, it is very good to very clear give the task and responsibility, and that working group must take care about some things. First, for the format of the data storage, for the data processing and sharing. They must be very clear in which format will be collected, how they will process, with which format of on mathematical models. Also, it's good to, another point, to build a common repository of the data, database, or to create more better information data system like a sustainable tool, but also find in the GF project. This model, maybe it's a better, it's a sustainable model because it's system. Also to harmonize and integrate the use of models with the measurements, it's a good occasion with, when in the position we not have the data, yes, to use the models. And the group must be agreed what kind of the models they will use. Maybe the model for assessment, yes. Interpretation and forecasting. The case of Rhino is also very good. And also the place for database of all data where it will be clustered, it's also very important. Will be online, centralized database, will be open data access. Everybody will be registered for the free. This is the aspect of the South African Gambia case. Here it's also very important tool. About the chapter 7, I will go very fast, reporting and use of the data, why it's important this aspect, to interpret the data and place the key role of the decision making of the water management. The important things what will be taken into account, it's to form the joint report for the purpose of the water management in transboundary basin, also to create communication plan, good opportunity to support tool, to help to streamline the results from the shared data and information. Also the very important is to harmonize reporting and storage and carriage. Also to ensure clear mandate to somebody who will be reporting, joint body in many of the projects explained, and this body must take account about the different